Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, Shalom Bayis, Shir number 575. We're in lesson 6 of Binyan Abayis, Embracing Relationships. He's going to talk about what Kavod is now. Kavod, people have a unhealthy aspect of Kavod. They think, some husbands say, V'huyim Sholbach. So how could I give Kavod to my wife if she's supposed to give Kavod to me because I'm supposed to rule over her. So how could I honor her? So this is all false and unhealthy. True kavod is being a mechubad. It's inherent within. It's a recognition of the value of kavod, and it becomes part of the person himself. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Beis, that someone who honors Chachamim will himself become a Chacham, and if he's not fitting to become a Chacham himself, his words will be listened to like the words of the Chachamim. In other words, if one respects a Maila and connects to it, it will shine on you as well. It's very likely when you respect a wise person, you will gain a certain wisdom. Same thing with Mechubad. When you, a person who is Mechubad, shines his inner beauty on those around them. Mechubad Kavod is Gematria 32, just like Lev. The source of Kavod shines from the heart. But if a person doesn't appreciate the value of the one who is Mechubad, even if he gives outside displays of honor, he's not connected to that Mida. Eza Mechubad HaMechabed HaSabriyas, who is the honorable person, one who honors others. Rabbeinu Yonah, regarding this Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, talks about honor. And the idea is like this. Rabbeinu Yonah says like this. What is the benefit to the one who is being honored? If he is honorable, he will not receive any additional virtue or honor because of the honor that is done for him. And if he's not honorable, it will not make him honorable because he has been honored. Now, as Rabbeinu Yonah is saying, that you give honor doesn't add anything to the one you're who is mechubad, because true kavod is part of the person's inherent innate virtue. So the idea is like this. If a person is inspired to be a giving person, but he hasn't yet actualized his goal, as he works to acquire the mida of chesed, he incorporates that connection to that mida, but as long as it's not in his essence, it's not yet called kavod. Then he has acquired the inner connection of chesed. It shines forth from him himself. That's mechubad. He's not performing acts of chesed yet, but he has a strong connection to it. It'll shine out of him. So he is mechubad. Then an outsider appreciates the positive value of the one who's mechubad, strengthens his own connection. And then after that, basically, it reflects true honor. So when a person stands up for a wise person, you're basically showing and you're saying that this positive quality of wisdom inspires you in his presence. Kavod. Look at how the way the Rabbeinu Shloilam perceives it pertaining to himself. Kol Shema Shebara HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'olam Elai Baro Elechvaydi. Hashem created everything for his honor. Now, what does it mean for his personal honor? What could he gain? So true kavod, though, is this idea. It's revealing the inner hidden virtue of something. Hashem's true virtue is impossible to understand. It's hidden from us. The world was created, though, to reveal his goodness, to allow his creations to connect to the goodness. So when the creations receive Hashem's tremendous, endless bracha, his kavod is revealed. His kavod is revealed through them. That's what it means. Now, it's all internal. Kavod comes from having an ayin tova on things. An ayin tova on everyone around you. Ayin tova in appreciating the people around you. You have two people, he says. One of the great mashgichim of the previous generation said this story. Two students came to yeshiva, came from the same town, same fine families, learned in the Saving Yeshiva's children. One became a tzaddik, one became a rasha. How could it be? How could it be? But they asked the tzaddik, describe the town you came from. His eyes lit up. The chazan always davened from the depths of his heart. The storekeeper was the spitz, the height of honesty. The Rav mastered Shas and Paiskim, and he explained all the beautiful people in his town. When the Rasha was asked to describe his hometown, he made a negative gesture with his hands. He said Amaratzim. The storekeeper has no flexibility. The Rav, he did know Shas, but he wasn't really a Lamdin. So you see that, you see the, well, how one became a tzaddik, one became a Rasha. With the tzaddik, the town was full of tzaddikim. And they influenced him that way. And for the one with the bad character trait, he saw things differently. So it's an ayin taiva. The power of covet and its responsibilities are enormous. A personal lesson in covet is like this. He says that Mashkiach at the yeshiva wanted to teach him this lesson. Called him into office, and he asked what he thought a good student, you know, he was asked about a certain student that was recently accepted to the yeshiva. What do you think about him? Now, the author had no idea what the Rosh Yeshiva, the Mashgiach, wanted from him, and he didn't really know why the yeshiva accepted the student. He seemed to be below average or average in his ability to learn, and didn't even show a special desire to learn. So the author was confused, you know, with the question. So what happened is he followed him around. And he says, study him for 2 weeks. And he studied him for 2 weeks, this person who was the disbachan from the yeshiva. And through the 2 weeks, he saw that this particular student had a unique virtue of honoring all the other students. With that insight, he went back to the Mashgiach's office and said, perhaps the Mashgiach meant that he was the most virtuous student because he honors everyone. And the Mashgiach's eyes lit up, burst out with excitement. He says, that's exactly what I mean. And he opened up to Rabbi Yonah Pirkei Avos, explains the essence of true kavod. And time will tell at the end, he said, but this student, who seems to be very mediocre or average in almost all aspects, will become the best student in all his ways and gain a lot of respect, the respect of the other students. Basically, what is they sort of are compelled to respect him, even if it's against their nature, because of the covet that they themselves exhibit or that he himself exhibits. Giving honor is a powerful tool that enhances one's connection with the positive virtue of being honored. The way it works is as follows. An honoring of a wife. There's an obligation to respect your wife. There are two types of aspects of this respect. One is the aspect of the relationship, as well as an aspect of that it's a virtue. In other words, a husband's honoring his wife because she is his wife. That's number one. Foundation. That's the foundation. It's his female part of him through the chuppah. And the husband's respect to his wife requires him to accept her as an extended part of his own self. Part of him. And husband respects his wife's needs as if they are his own. Enhances their inner connection. This is the etzem kavod of a husband to a wife. This is what the Chazal mean, that a husband needs to honor his wife more than his own body. Just like a person respects his own body because it's part of his own self, so too he would naturally respect his wife as part of himself. At the same time, a husband must also appreciate the value of the feminine virtues he found in his wife. Even if he sees his wife as part of himself, but if he doesn't recognize and appreciate the value of her feminine qualities, he's still missing an essential aspect of the relationship. The Maral explains this very, very clearly. He says, "Kimasha in Chiddushi Agadah is Chelik Shlishi Amid Kavav. Kimasha Chosa Bezegida Bezeh. What one reveals is one. It reveals something that was missing in the other. Kiyesh Bezachar Masha Ein Benekeva, Kiyesh Benekeva Masha Ein Bezachar. There's in the male what's not in the female, and vice versa. And they need to see and appreciate both that are united, and then there's a shleimus. So the morale is saying that the woman's female qualities, they're lacking in a man. And only when he ascends to have a proper connection with his wife, it'll be one creation and he'll appreciate both the male and female qualities. So it's clear that the husband's obligation to honor his wife is not only based on recognizing her special character traits, that she does chesed, and she doesn't say lashon hara about people, and she davens with her whole heart. And those are also included in the honor that she deserves, of course. But the foundation is rooted on the very simple fact that she is his wife and is connecting to him with qualities of completion, of shleimus, that he otherwise would be lacking. That is the idea. He ends off this lesson with the story of Rav Chiya. Rav Chiya had a wife that used to cause him a lot of grief, cause him a lot of pain. But nevertheless, he would buy a gift for her to make her happy, wrap it up in a turban, give it to her. And Rav said to him, "She's causing you grief. Why you bring her gifts?" And Rav Chiya answered, "It's enough that she raises our children and saves us from sin." Now, even though Rav Chiya's wife didn't respect him properly, he nevertheless saw her in a positive light and respected her according to the Torah's expectations of a husband towards a wife. And if one finds himself in a situation where it's difficult, you need to still work on that, what the Chazal say, show her more honor than yourself. And ultimately, that will bring, you know, bring a closeness there. So that ends the chapter of Lesson 6 about embracing relationships, of midos, and to be Messiah. What we said in the previous shiur is very, very important. People know when they want to work on Shalom Bayis, a lot is with the love, the ahava, and the appreciation, and the caring, and all this is true. Kavod is very often not appreciated. Kavod, respect, normal, regular, healthy respect is not emphasized enough. The Rambam puts it first. It needs to be emphasized. There needs to be a tremendous kavod towards a person's wife and a wife towards her husband. The kavod generates the ahava. This doesn't mean the outside aristocratic, you know, high class type, which is often phony, but an inner kavod, a mechubad, of a true, deep, deep respect. And that's what we said in the last shiur also, which was very revolutionary, frankly, that the yesodos of Shalom Bayis starts off with a fear, and then a respect, and then a love. A fear, and then a respect, and then a love. What do you mean by fear? So we explain. Fear, he means, because the relationship is so delicate, you fear of losing it. It's fragile. And you are afraid, in a healthy way, of hurting that relationship. And that will prompt you to take it seriously, to treat your wife with a certain degree of sacredness, with a great degree of honor. And ultimately, that will lead to the deepest love possible. Bracha v'atzlacha.